coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, taking you behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. And today I got the manager of the Angels, Mr. Ron Washington. How we doing?
I'm doing extremely well. How about you?
I'm great.
Good.
Good to see you again.
It's good to be seen.
And good to see you back in that manager role.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Now, you know, you're in that Elite 30 class, 30 managers, all the United States manager of Major League Baseball. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's special. Not everybody get this opportunity. There's a lot of people out there that would like to have this opportunity. I'm humbled. I'm very humbled because it took me a while to get back. And my energy and my fire and my passion is the same.
So last time we crossed paths, you were managing the Texas Rangers. Now you're over here with the Angels. I mean, what has changed for you and the game in that time, Gary?
Well, the personnel was younger. You really have to do more teaching. I've always been a teacher all my life, and even when I was in Texas, I was teaching. But it's the youth now. They have taken over the major league, so that means you have to do more teaching, and you begin to see things that you just can't believe you're seeing, like overrunning bases, slide pass bases, stuff like that. It's weird because those are the type of things that just wasn't tolerated.
So when you think back over this game, I mean, your longevity in this game, what do you attribute to that?
Well, I attribute that to the players. They helped me hang around as long as I've been able to hang around and make a difference. That's all you want to do is make a difference. And the players have given me that opportunity to make a difference.
And, you know, I had the opportunity last few years to interview, of course, Ron Washington, Dave Robinson with the Dodgers, Dusty Baker, Cito Gaston. You know, you guys are pioneers for African Americans managers in this Elite 30 club.
Yes, it is. And believe me, it hasn't been an easy transition. But when you know the game of baseball and you've been a leader all your life, as the guys that you mentioned, Dusty Baker, Cito Gaston, Dave Roberts, myself, that's all you want to do. You just want to lead a group of guys and help them to become what they believe they're capable of becoming. And that's our job.
And I feel highly honored to have had the opportunity to meet and interview you, very distinguished African-American gentlemen.
Well, I don't know about the distinguished part, but I've always been a baseball rat, and I've always been able to adjust and readjust in the game of baseball. And believe me, it's an adjustment to be a manager, but I know I'm black, but I don't want to stereotype myself like that. I'm a manager.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, having coached college ball and scouted for 5 major league teams, I got to rub it in over you a little bit for Dusty and the other 3 guys.
Yeah.
They got real serious rings. What you wait though?
I got one.
Oh, you got one? As a manager.
Not as a manager.
Okay, as a manager.
I was close. And, hopefully it's in my future before it's over, because my intention is to help turn the Los Angeles Angels around. And it's going to be World Series or bust once we get the organization going in the right direction.
That's 2 questions. Who are some of the players that mentored you and you idolized along the way?
The main one was guys like Dusty Baker. I had Chico Fernandez, who was an infield instructor with the Dodgers. I had Tom Kelly, who was the manager over there with the Minnesota Twins when I was with the Minnesota Twins. Doc Edwards, who was managing me in Cleveland. Cal Ripken Sr., who managed me in Baltimore. Art Howe, who managed me in Houston. All my minor league managers. Everybody that I came in contact with when I arrived in professional baseball has had influence on me. And the things that I might say or I might do, it's a part of all of them in me doing it.
Yeah.
And Dusty Baker was my main guy when I came up with the Dodgers. He took care of me big time. And I talk with Dusty at least once a month.
Well, you gonna get on my show and name all them heavyweights now. What's wrong with you?
Well, that's the people that I've been around. You know, that's the people that Gene Mock, and Jim Leland. has influenced me also. Even though he's with Detroit during that period of time, he was very influential in how you go about your business and how you handle things. And you remember those type of things, because I wouldn't be who I am today without all those people inside of me.
Man, can I tell people I know you?
Yes, you can. But, you know, that's the fact. That's the way I've always been in this game. I never got here by myself. There's a lot of people along the way that helped.
Last question. Always in my show asking the major league players, what was it like when they walked in that locker room for the first time and saw the uniform hanging up? I'm going to flip the script. What was it like when you walked in for the first time as a manager and realized I'm the man on this team?
It was an unbelievable feeling. Matter of fact, it was very stoic. It's hard to believe that it was happening. But then I had to correct myself and make myself understand it has happened. And now, just be Ron Washington. And that's where I've been for the rest of my career, just being Ron Washington.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Come on, a tear?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't cry. Because there's no crying in baseball.
Oh, okay. So you ain't gonna tell me you cry. Coach with the man, Ron Washington.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
My name is Patrick Hayes. Out of DeKalb, Illinois. Caught and played left field, third base, and shortstop.
How was your experience out here playing?
It was a good experience. I got a lot of exposure, I thought, and it's going to prepare me for the future and take my game to another level. So,
I know he's been around baseball for 30-plus years, and he did give you a lot of praise for your game and everything you did out here. How does that feel to be able to, you know, get accomplishments and kudos from?
Baseball is all mental games, and he told, like, it's just basics and the errors and just the little things lead up to the big things at the end of the game, and Maiden's taught me all that, and it all leads up. So,
I know we did have players from across the country, from, you know, of course out here from Phoenix, but also Chicago, New York, Texas, New Mexico. How was that like playing with guys from all kinds of different cultures, backgrounds?
It was fun playing with all the guys in the hotel room, and we all had different levels of talent, and we all came together, I thought, pretty well at the end of the few games, and put some good games together, and the last one we ended up blowing, but it was a close game.
I know you're still relatively young at 15 years old, but how do you develop those leadership skills to help you out and become a better teammate once you do get older?
I just realized that as a player, you have to set to take charge and just don't sit back. You know, you're not going to get noticed sitting back, so you have to step up and just play your game.
As you're still young, what are some of the keys and that you have to do in order to prove your game? What are some of the tools you have to work on?
Basically, I think it's hustle. I need to get in the gym more and work out, and arm strength is a big key in this factor. And just hit, you got to hit away.
What would you say to that baseball player that's aspiring to advance to the next level and has opportunity to play in a tournament team or a traveling team? What would you say to that player?
I would just say, keep working hard and don't let no one tell you that you can't do it. So,
what's the last thing you'd like to say to our worldwide audience?
Love baseball. Maiden's a great coach, and just listen to him when he has to tell you. He's not lying. 30-something years.
And